An O'Reilly Auto Parts gift card is the perfect gift for that hard-to-buy-for person. Give the gift of convenience from O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
It is Ryan Seacrest here. Everybody needs some variety in life. That's what I love about Chumba Casino. They know how to keep things fresh and exciting. All their games are free to play, like spin slots, bingo, and solitaire. You can claim free daily login bonuses, too. And they release new games every week. So spice things up with ChumbaCasino.com now for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Previously on the Pavement Top 50.
That's right. Song number 13 on the countdown is Shady Lane, J versus S. Ralph from Lincolnshire. What is your initial thought about this song?
Well, it's an amazing song. It's an amazing song. I mean, I think if it wasn't going to be, I think it might be, maybe I'm putting it third on my ranking of Brian the Corners. And
oh, wow.
I would almost say, you know, Brian the Corners is my favorite Pavement. So it is super up there. It's brilliant.
Hey, this is Westy from the rock and roll band Pavement, and you're listening to The Countdown.
Hey, it's Shay D here, back for another episode of our Top 50 Countdown for seminal indie rock band Pavement. Week over week, we're going to count down the 50 essential Pavement tracks that you selected with your very own Top 20 ballots. I tabulated the results using an abacus and a goat with an extra leg. Don't ask. How will your favorite song fare in the ranking? You'll need to tune in to find out. So there's that. This week, we're joined by Pavement superfan, Tim from Portland. Tim, how's it going, motherfucker?
Hey, 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 it's going, motherfucker. It's going great.
That was very Canadian of me, motherfucker. Let's get right to it. Like, let's not mess around here. Let's not dilly-dally. Talk to me about your Pavement origins story.
I discovered them through, I believe, through College Music Journal, which was a publication back in the 90s.
Does it still exist?
I don't think so. Okay. It was like a half-sized magazine. So I think it, you know, maybe it was an evolution from zines. I don't know. Anyways, I read a record review of Crooked Rain. And that's when I was introduced to them. So this was, you know, 94. Summer of 94, probably, because I just left uni and got a house with friends. And I ran down to Tower Records in San Diego and got the CD, along with a few other ones. I would get this College Music Journal and read reviews and go buy albums. That was kind of my thing. So yeah, went down and got Crooked Rain and been cranking it ever since. Yeah. And then, so
what
that
was it like the first time you spun it? Like, what?
Oh, man, I loved it. You know, I just graduated from uni. I was a art and business major of all things. And I was into everything that wasn't normal, trying anyways. And that's what Pavement was for me, you know, right out of the gate. This album was different. And I, you know, applauded the, I don't know, there's this sense of, like Beavis and Butthead said, you know, trying and not trying. And I love that about this, you know, I recently heard Jack Black say, you know, somebody asked him what kind of bands he's into. And he's like, I only want to listen to bands. This was an old interview, but he was like, I only want to listen to bands who kick ass, like who fucking take names, you know? And I was like, oof, I wonder if Jack Black's a Pavement fan. Cause you know, they do, but they don't. But I love that about them. You know, that to me spelled oozed alternative. So yeah. And then, but I didn't see him play live for, a year and a half later. I was just this morning looking up shows I went to.
Oh, really?
Yeah, about half the shows I went to were before 2000 and half after 2000. So first time I saw him was in San Diego in 96 in January. And that was really fun. Just quick story on that one. I went with a gang of people, friends, and they're playing at San Diego State University at this place called the Montezuma Hall. And I would say it holds like, I don't know, 500 people or something. Not big. And we all were pre-partying and talking about what we were going to wear. Like we decided to dress up. And so everybody put on some sort of military garb, fatigues, whether pants or shirts or hats or what have you. And which kind of looked like normal, you know, cool kid wear at the time. And then we go to the show and Pavement walked out on stage and they were in full military gear. Like Steve West had like a safari hat with the mosquito mesh draped over to his shoulders. And he had his raccoon eyes, you know, paint around his eyes. And everybody was wearing military stuff. All the guys in the band.
And, did you guys catch wind of that before? Like, you made your decision?
No, it was totally coincidental. And we all looked at each other because we knew, like, they were dressed up. They went out of their way. And we looked at them and we all looked at each other and we just started laughing. You know, we just started laughing. It was a comical moment. And that was such a good show. That was such a good show. JD, kind of like our LA show in May of 22. That first show in Jan of 96 was fucking awesome. They
oh my God.
They went nuts. Like after their encore, Malkmus said something to the effect of, they came back out and he was like, San Diego, huh? San Diego's all right. You guys think, you know, he's like, you guys think San Diego's okay? Yeah, San Diego's all right. And then he said something like, let's fucking fuzz out San Diego. And then they just went into their last three songs.
Wow.
And just destroyed them. They were so, so good. But then I kind of followed them a little bit. I saw them in San Francisco weeks later. Like, it was so fun for me. I had to get more.
Were they playing Brighton stuff at this point? Like, because Brighton was going to come out next year. Was it pretty much all Wowie?
You know, I had a couple set lists pulled up. I have to go back and look. I'm not sure.
And my other question is that San Diego show, was that opened by Silkworm?
Yeah, that was the one. And they came out, right? They came out with, like, I don't know, 30s or 40s looking sailor suits.
What the hell?
Like navy sailor suits.
I guess San Diego.
They looked cute. Well, we had, at the time, we had an amazing Army Surplus store downtown. And I just figured these guys went and hit it up. And
that's awesome.
Got really, they, none of them, to me, seemed sober that night, so.
Wow.
You know, they were going for it. But yeah, so I'm playing San Francisco after that. I actually photographed that show at Bimbo's 365 and I have some great shots from there.
Is that a good venue?
Yeah, it was cool. It was a cool bar, kind of bar club. Smallish, you know, medium size. And there was definitely, you know, kind of a whole San Francisco vibe going on and memorable one. I brought some friends to that one from San Diego as well. There's some instant fans and Tibetan Freedom concert in San Francisco the next summer.
You saw that?
Yeah. Yeah.
Holy shit.
That was kind of typical, you know, festival type Pavement show.
Sure.
Quick and dirty. We were way in the back.
Lots of people?
Hordes. I mean, I think there was like 100,000 people there or something.
Holy shit.
It was giant. And we were kind of there for the whole experience, you know, BC Boys and
so the Monks. They did a show in New York City and they did one in San Francisco. Is that how it broke down?
Yeah, June of
How have we never talked about this before? I don't think we've ever talked about you going to Tibetan Freedom.
Yeah, it was amazing. I drove my truck and I had like four people in the back with a camper shell, you know. We just piled in and it literally took us like, I don't know, 5 hours to drive 2 miles to get out of the city. It was just,
it was a total
bottleneck of a festival. That was one of my first festivals where I thought, you know, might not really need to go to festivals, but I continued. But then the next time I saw them play was the following year at this club called Soma in San Diego, and that was a great show. It's small, medium, one-ish again. They didn't play in San Diego a whole heck of a lot. Okay, then I saw him play at the Glass House in Pomona, which is like out in the desert east of LA. And Eibold, at one point during the show, just kind of lost it, like his brain left his body. Or he had a serious gear malfunction because he couldn't play. And the show kind of ended. Yeah, he couldn't play. He couldn't finish a song. He just couldn't do it. And the show like ended shortly after that. I remember like everybody on stage like going, what's the deal? Like, what's going
really?
On? Yeah, Malcolm or Eibold had some sort of backfire.
Breakdown or meltdown.
Something happened. Stuff started kicking. I don't know. So I'm a couple years later at Canes in San Diego. Canes was a bar where they filmed the HBO Reverb special.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I went to that. We didn't even know that that was happening. We just thought we were going to a Pavement gig, right?
Yeah.
And walked in. I have so many stories about seeing these guys. Walked in and Spiral standing right there, just hanging out by himself. And I said to him, what's going on tonight? What's up with all the cameras? And he's like, oh, they're doing some fucking HBO show. And he didn't seem happy about it. And that kind of was the vibe of the whole gig that night. Like they were punching the card, you know?
They're sort of shy that way, right?
Yeah, like, I think, I don't know, man, like, they're a different band, right? Like, they lean more art rather than commercialized, right?
Yeah.
And I think when you produce something that way, you obviously don't care if you're making Billboard Top 100, you know? So if someone approaches you and they're like, hey, I'm Mike Jones from HBO Reverb, we'd love to film, you guys are hot right now. You know, what's your reaction if you're Pavement? You're like, fuck. Okay, here's another drill we got to do and get over with, you know?
Yeah. Yeah, they always look painfully uncomfortable. Like, I think that Jay Leno performance, and even the one on, was it on Conan when they did the 2010 reunion? Or maybe it was Jimmy Fallon. I'm not sure.
All I remember is the Leno one.
Yeah, that one's so awkward.
It's so good, though. Like that personifies them, you know? So they're a little more experienced by 99, you know? Towards then, they've been playing a little bit. And then I saw them at the Hollywood Bowl for the 2010 show with Sonic Youth. And
amazing lineup.
Yeah, and it was both of those shows, in my opinion, were like get it done. The highlight of all of it, I was hoping would be at one point either Mount coming out and playing with Sonic Youth or Thurston coming out and playing with Pavement.
Didn't happen.
It seemed like such an opportunity. Like,
yeah.
You know, I kind of thought, I was thinking like this might not happen ever again. These guys got to get on stage and play together. And,
yes.
And they didn't. And the highlight was the Hollywood Bowl. There's like this, I don't know what to call it. There's this half wall around the orchestra pit, like out in the crowd, that kind of separates the orchestra pit from like box seats, which is kind of where we were. And Bob paraded that catwalk, that half wall. He went back and forth, you know. Probably could guess what song he was screaming a chorus to, but he was like, I'm trying all the way across that thing. And it's probably like, I don't know, 50 or 60 paces across. It's like a half circle.
Oh, wow.
And it was so fucking cool. It was so cool. And then, at the end, even Malk was like, we're out of here. We're going to the Speedy Ortiz show or some shit like that. Like it was just like lights out, you know?
Damn.
So, but then it was a long, long time until I saw them at the Fonda with you, my friend.
Yeah, that was our first meeting.
Yeah.
May my hair was too long for you.
Oh, my gosh. I'm so glad you canceled your dreads appointment for the next day.
Yes. Well, I was going to ask you to just pour some Coke in my hair and just roll them. You know, but we didn't know each other that
Denny's at 3 a.m. or whenever we
That's right.
God. That was such a good show.
That was so amazing.
I know you've mentioned it, but man, that was such a good show. It just checked all the boxes for me. You know, it was, there was so much excitement. There's so much buzz in the air in that venue.
Everybody that was there really wanted to be there. It felt like there weren't like sort of pretentious Hollywood people that were just sort of showing up because this is like Pavement, you know?
Yeah. Well, except, which I think you maybe caught a glimpse of, except the shorty girl that got in the fight with the other gal. We saw a chick fight. There was a chick fight at a Pavement gig in 2022. Yeah. And it was kind of
awesome. Weird.
It was kind of awesome. If I doubt either of those gals, or maybe one of them, maybe the taller one is listening. But man, one of them got sent down to the floor from our platform. That was amazing. Like the whole thing, I was like, when I saw that happen, I was like, fuck yes. You know, because it just gave me kind of this reassurance that the vibe of Pavement being all of these different things in quote indie alternative music, whatever, is still alive, you know, to be able to like have something like that at a show.
Way better than the 2010 reunion. Like, and that holds a special place in my heart because it was my first time seeing them. It was in Central Park. It was really cool. But seeing them with you that night was definitely the best show I've ever seen.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, of all the shows I've ever seen, not just Pavement. Like, it was very good.
Yeah. So anyways, we saw them in 22 a bunch. And I think I counted, from what I could remember, like 12 times I've seen them. So half before 2010, half after.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah. And they've always been, super fan status. But more as time goes by, they're kind of a classic for me, you know, like,
yeah,
if I want to put on something, I usually reach for an album, actual vinyl, and sit at home.
Which one is the one you go to? Which is your go-to? I mean, you have them all on vinyl?
No, I don't think so.
Okay.
I go to Crooked Rain.
Oh, okay.
That's the one I was first introduced to.
Yeah.
You know, it checks the boxes for me. It's got a big start. It's got, you know, great song number three.
Yeah.
It's got a great midway. I know. It's got a great midway point. It's got an instrumental. 5 + 4 = unity or 5 - 4 = unity. And it's just got a lot of staple items that make Pavement that you can pick out from the beginning to the end of their recordings. Like, it has a little bit of wowie in it to me. You know, it's a really good mix of who they are. And
yeah, if there was a Pavement bingo card, like, you would definitely get a line from this record. You know, maybe a full box, maybe even a full box.
Yeah. Hit the Plane Down. I mean, you couldn't get more punky than that for Pavement.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, it's got a hit. Cut Your Hair.
Yeah.
It's got it all. Silence Kid. When I first put this on, you know, from song one, it became my go-to for when I kicked off things like road trips or moved into a new house or like anytime I've began something monumental in my life, I would put this album on.
Really?
It's such a good, it's such a good start. Yeah, I clearly remember when I moved, you know, to LA, set up my stereo and I put this album on.
Oh, wow.
You know, it's just gets me in a really fun, good mood. Creative too.
Yeah. I'm like that with pot. It makes me fun and creative.
Me too. Me too.
Well, what do you say we take a quick break and then come back and reveal track number 12? We are almost in the top 10, my friend.
Ooh.
All right. We'll be right back.
At Kroger, an annual Boost membership just got even better. Now you can choose from Disney Plus with ads, Hulu with ads, or ESPN Plus on us when you sign up. Plus, enjoy unlimited free delivery, double fuel points, exclusive offers, and free items. Sign up for a Boost membership today. It's an easier way to save, including new streaming options to relax with while we deliver your groceries. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
It is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper? A woohooer, a hand clapper, a high fiver. If you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. Choose from hundreds of social casino style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses. So don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at chumbacasino.com.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Hey, this is Bob Nastanovich from Pavement. Thanks for listening. And now on with a countdown.
12. Right, track number 12 on the countdown. I couldn't imagine a better person to do this song, having spent some time in SoCal. It's unfair. The South taking what the North taking what the South delivers.
That's right.
Were you delivering to the North?
I mean, when I sucked and kiss, it's sour. This song, you know, it's awesome. If on the album, it could be a song three for me. It's like, it's got rockets, you know, it goes. And that's amazing. I'm so glad it's number 12. That's in the top 20. So it definitely should be. It's really high up there for me. It's probably in my top five.
Oh, wow.
So yeah, I'm happy.
You've already answered my, is it properly ranked question?
Oh yeah. Big time. I love this one. I mean, it not to use the word again, but it really personifies Pavement, you know, being from Stockton, Sacto area, all of that. I mean, this song is about this supposed battle between the North and South of California. And I know all the places it talks about. You know, I've been to Shasta many times. We had family living for many years in Tahoe area. You know, we know all these places. And I guess the jury's still out of what the north and south, where that boundary line really is. Because I think this song, Malk, who likely wrote this song, I think he's just not having the South. He's really dissing it. There's a total vibe here of him just dissing the South. So it's
well, we've
amazing.
Seen in his later life him moving to Portland, your hometown. He didn't move to LA. He didn't, you know, pack up and move to LA and or Nashville, I suppose, would be the other big music place. But yeah, he went to Portland and he went with that indie vibe rather than that sort of corporate vibe, you know? So I wonder if he gets that feeling or something.
Yeah, I don't know. It's a good, you know, I went back, I was searching through some of those gigs I went to, and I believe it was the San Francisco show I saw in 96 that they closed with Unfair. I'm going to have to go back and look at this.
Oh, wow.
So good song for a closer, leaving on high energy.
It's got just when you think you've maxed out energy wise, you get to that chorus, a sort of chorus, you know, the foothills of our mind. And when he's just screaming, it goes into like a second gear or a third gear and just really picks up steam. It's so good.
Yeah.
Who is the last psychedelic band?
Oh, you did?
Cool. Yeah, like road trip mixtapes. Cool. It feels really road trippy to me because he is name checking all that sort of geography.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Last psychedelic band.
Yeah, the one of those last questions of the song, you know, to the last psychedelic band. Are they talking about themselves? Is that like giving themselves kudos?
I don't know.
I would love to find that out. But yeah, really, this song really hits home for me from, you know, I drove California so many times. I know all these places and just hearing this the first times, even talking about Shasta in, early on in the song, you know, verse 2, I think that, I mean, at the time my roommate was from Redding, which is adjacent to Mount Shasta. So we were just like, who are these guys? What are they doing singing about our places? You know, these guys, where are they from? Stockton? Which is hilarious because he's like in the song, he says, you know, this ain't no Bakersfield or whatever the line is.
Yeah.
And Bakersfield really is not that much different from Stockton. They're both armpit cities.
Oh, really?
Just armpit cities, yeah. You,
like industrial or something?
Yeah,
or?
Like farm, ag. They're ag cities. They're just kind of wastelands. Okay.
Oh, wow.
But yeah, I dig this song, dude. It's something you can sing along to and scream along to, you know? Yeah. It's not a quiet song.
Great to drive to.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, I'm so glad it's number 12. I would rather have heard it was in the top 10, but I'll take it as number 12. That way it's like, it's still more special for me because it didn't make it to the top 10.
Yeah. And it would
catch my drift. That's kind of like the Pavement thing is like, you don't know us, but you might know us, you know, it's, you're a Pavement fan. Okay. Yeah. You seem like that. I've heard people say that before, but great song. You film hack.
Definitely.
I don't need your fade. There's so many good lines in here. You know, it's just, there's a theme, but it's kind of all over, which is what I implore about these guys. You know, and also one thing that really vibed with me in the mid early 90s with these guys is the lyrics not meaning shit a lot of the time because everything we were listening to around then. There was so much cheese, bro, in rock and in indie and in alternative, you know, there was so much music that I just had a hard time being a fan of, and I'm not a big singer-songwriter guy. I like quite a bit, but it's not like my favorite genre. So to get somebody putting a song together like this, it has kind of a theme, but is totally non sequitur at the same time, is it's right up my alley. It's cool.
That is very cool. Well, thanks so much for coming out today and doing this. This has been great.
Yeah, JD, it's been great. Thanks for doing what you do. Because there's no one like you who could put this together. So we're all grateful. Oh,
buddy. Thanks so much.
Yeah. Thank you.
I don't know what to say. That's pretty fucking cool of you to say. Thanks, Tim, from Portland. And now I'm going to go back into game show host mode. Tim from Portland, do you have anything you would like to plug?
Yeah, I just want to tell everybody out there to get off your ass and go to a gig, go to a show, go to your local bar that has a stage, go to your venue that holds less than 250 people.
Nice.
And support the arts, you know? And when you go to these places, when you go to your local, here in Portland, Oregon, I have, you know, three great places within 3 or 4 miles. Turn, wow. The Kenton Club, which is just down the hill from me, and the Fixin' Two in St. John's. And these are all amazing places to experience live music. If you go in and you pay $10, you don't buy a drink, you know, that $10 is generally going to the band.
Fucking right.
If you don't buy a drink, if you don't buy some food, the bar isn't making any money. Like, go out, spend some money, and support the arts. This is supporting the arts. And it's such an awesome thing to do. When you go to a concert, even if you hear a show, a gig, even if you only stay for 4 songs, like, it has a positive impact on your body and your soul. Like, we walk away with like heightened endorphins and it feels good. You know, you ever leave a show where you're just like, God damn, that was amazing. I feel so good. I wish I could do that all over again. Like, that's the chase, and that's supporting the arts, and everybody's got to keep getting out and doing that. I'm not talking about the mega stadium shows that are happening, the big festivals. You know, if you can afford to go to that,
Enormo Dome,
go for it. I'm talking about hitting up your local spots, your local venues. And if you don't have any, then find the amazing ones and do a road trip. Just get out and go to some shows. That's my plug.
That's nice. I like from where you came. So there's that. Hey, it's JD here, checking in from the present. That's right. It is October the 4th today. That episode with Tim and I was recorded way back in February, the Ides of February, in fact. So, you know, as I'm editing this episode, and hey, listen, I don't do a whole lot of editing. I want this to be sort of authentic and real and, you know, all the rest of that shit. So, you know, listening back, Tim's impassioned plea for live music made me think of some of the gigs that we've been to. And Tim and I were talking. He's like, hey, remember the Toronto show where they played Unfair? And I was like, fuck. Yeah, do I? And he's like, I have a file. And I was like, ooh, send it my way, motherfucker. Here it is. This is Unfair, live from Toronto on Midi Malkmus, a Pavement podcast.
Thank you.
All right, man.
Thanks,
well,
buddy.
Thanks again. That's what I got for you. Wash your goddamn hands.
Thanks for listening to Meeting Malcolmus, a Pavement podcast, where we count down the top 50 Pavement tracks as selected by you. If you've got questions or concerns, please shoot me an email. jd.meetingmalcolmus@gmail.com.
Duvra! Podcasts and such.
At Kroger, an annual Boost membership just got even better. Now you can choose from Disney Plus with ads, Hulu with ads, or ESPN Plus on us when you sign up. Plus, enjoy unlimited free delivery, double fuel points, exclusive offers, and free items. Sign up for a Boost membership today. It's an easier way to save, including new streaming options to relax with while we deliver your groceries. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Hey, it is Ryan Seacrest. There's something so thrilling about playing Chumba Casino. Maybe it's the simple reminder that with a little luck, anything is possible. ChumbaCasino.com has hundreds of social casino-style games to choose from with new game releases each week. Play for free anytime, anywhere for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Join me in the fun. Sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com. Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply.